Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, I guess you'd call him a new colleague because he's got a new radio.com podcast called Pinstripes and Bright Lights. He is one of the most recognizable voices in all of baseball. Long time announcer for the New York Yankees, John Sterling with us here. John, you got Ben Higgins, Stephen Woods, and Brett Boone joining us right now in studio as well. Good morning to you. Booney is here.
Well, good morning to all of you. And Booney, your little brother has done some job.
Little guy's
not over yet.
Little guy's doing good, isn't he?
The little guy.
Yes, he is.
No, I'm proud of him.
Yes, he
proud
is.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, John, but what would be a signature call for a Brett Boone home run? I guess it would be similar to an Aaron Boone home run.
Yeah, I guess I would say it's a Boontown. Boom. I think that's I would start with that.
That's fantastic. So, John, obviously you've been in the game there a very, very long time. And, you know, much was made about your, four games that you've missed in your career. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How is everything going for you personally?
Well, I really was amazed at all the publicity for missing four games.
Yeah.
After 38 years. You know, this began in 81 with the Hawks. My first basketball game for the Atlanta Hawks, and I hadn't missed one until the All-Star break. My program director's been after me to take some time off so I wouldn't get sick and miss a lot of time. And I was run down. The London trip didn't help.
At all.
You know, two flights in 3 days. Anyway, I didn't care about the streak. I never thought about the streak. No one's ever going to approach the streak, and if they do, I'll be dead. So I don't think it really matters. But anyway, I'm fine. I mean, I took 4 days off before the All-Star break, and then I had the All-Star break of 4 days, so I had like 8 days off. So anyway, I was a little run down, but I'm okay. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome.
So the Yankees standing by waiting for their opponent in the American League Championship Series. The political answer is always, we don't care who wins. We're just going to go play our best. But You gotta kind of be secretly pulling for the Tampa Bay Rays, right, to avoid the Houston Astros in the series. Right, John?
Well, I'm not batting, so it really doesn't matter to me. But I would be rooting for Tampa because the Yankees would open at home, and we wouldn't have to fly away right away. And am I tired of packing and unpacking? And so that would be better. Also, we have spring training in Tampa. So that's a city that I actually know. And when we go there, a lot of us get cars, stay at another place or, you know, motor around. So for those two reasons, I'd like to see Tampa be a phenomenal upset. But we saw a phenomenal upset last night. So obviously in baseball, one game proves nothing. Anyone can win one game.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, as a Yankee fan as well, I would much rather face Tampa, even though they're a really good team and they grind it out. But the Astros are they're special. They do things the right way. We are talking to the legendary, the great John Sterling, voice of the Yankees, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And John, when you look back over your very storied career, I know there's got to be thousands and thousands of moments that you've gotten to be a part of. For you, when you look back, when you're finally done and you kind of look back at your entire career, what was the one, what would be, and maybe it hasn't happened yet, but so far, what was the one moment you look back and say, that was magical, that was special?
Oh, there's no question. It was the 96 season. They hired Joe Torre, who was a friend of mine from my Atlanta days, and they kind of just kept pitching little holes and patching little holes through the season. Stayed in first place all the way, and then the three games they won in a row in Atlanta, they were down 2-0 in the series, and they played three in Atlanta and won all three, and they were so exciting. And then they came home, you know, on Friday, on the day off, Frank Torre got his new heart, and on Saturday, the Yankees won the World Series at the stadium. So I think right now that's the the magic year. 98 was phenomenal because they did nothing but win. But I think 96 was kind of the magical year that I'll remember.
Yeah, 98 was a little tougher from our perspective here in San Diego, John.
Oh, that's right.
Run into a juggernaut like that. The Padres, you know, only make two World Series in franchise history. They go up against the 84 Tigers and the 1998 New York Yankees. Thanks a lot for playing, everybody.
Yeah, well, that happens. You can't choose it. You can't choose your opponent. And also, I think, you know, when you're like tonight, you know Houston is favorite, overwhelming favorite. But I don't know how anyone could be surprised if Tampa wins. First of all, they have a really good pitching staff. So if they hold you down, you know, it's one big hit, one big home run, one bloop that falls in. You can't – this is one of my lines that people get me on all the time. You can't predict baseball, and you can't. So, you know, we shall see.
John, Brett Boone has been kind enough to share some of his insight on his brother. Let's just kind of ask you your impressions on your interactions with Aaron, how he's done. I mean, certainly the job that this year has been pretty incredible considering all the injuries. But I know as a broadcaster, you know, you develop a different kind of relationship sometimes with a manager.
Well, I'm certainly not saying this because Brett Boone is in your studio. But Aaron's done just a phenomenal job. You can't just slough off the injuries. It isn't just the amount of injuries, but the injuries to the names, the biggest people on the team. And then Brian Cashman's had a hell of a year bringing in all these different people who've excelled. They haven't even played well. They've excelled. And, you know, New York is a different animal. Aaron Boone has to meet the scrum, the press, twice a day, you know, before the game and after the game. And he's, you know, manager this day is not like the old autocratic Leo DeRocher's, Casey Stengel's, et cetera. Nowadays, you have to play, you know, footsie with the computer people upstairs. And so all in all, it's a very tough job, and you do it day by day. Baseball's day by day by day. And he did a terrific job last year. He won 100 games, yep. Knocked out by a better team, the Red Sox. And this year he's won 103 games, I think. And he has to do a whole lot, and he does it. He protects his players. He works with the media. He works with the computer geeks, and it's a lot. And
that away, Johnny.
Speaking Booney's language.
Speaking my language.
Well, don't forget, Booney, you know, his grandfather is Ray Boone,
oh, yeah.
Who played in the American League. Well, I know you guys know it.
San Diego.
His dad is Bob Boone. His big brother is Brett Boone. Do you think they know the baseball? But still, he's got to work. He's got to work with, you know, that's a new thing in baseball, the analytic or metrics people. I don't think a lot of it myself, but you have to work with it or you don't get the job as manager. So, and then the fact that there's so much media in New York and he has to meet with them twice a day and he has to take care of his players, and which he does a great job of. So you put it all together, that's a heck of a job.
Yeah, the scrum here in San Diego is sometimes like me and two other writers, and that's about it.
Right.
It's not the same. So, John, speaking
of... I worked for years in Atlanta, both with the Hawks and Braves. And, you know, their scrum was, you know, the guy from the Constitution and a guy from the Atlanta Journal, and about that's it, you know. So different in New York, as I say, this is a different animal.
Well, and New York, I'd imagine, is kind of a main character in your new podcast, and we want to make sure people know all about this radio.com app, which we are telling you about all the time. Pinstripes and Bright Lights. Tell us what people are going to find when they check out the podcast, John.
Well, I did this. A couple of guys came up with the idea, and I thought, gee, it's a good idea. And what I did was I just told long baseball stories, and I think they're pretty good, and I think if people listen to them, I hope they'll think they're pretty good. I can give you some names. One was on Joe DiMaggio. One was on Ted Williams. One was on Willie Mays. One was on Bob Turley. winning and pitching in the last three games. Very different those days in the 58 World Series. And frankly, I can't remember all the others, but I told a lot of them. And, you know, if you listen to it, I think you get a kick out of it. I think you learn something about some of these stories. Ted Williams on the final day of 41 when he decided to play, he could have sat out and hit 400. And he played a doubleheader, went 6-for-8.
Amazing.
And what the Philly catcher said to him as the game began, and DiMaggio missed the first 65 games in 49, and all of a sudden he stepped out of bed and his heel didn't hurt. And you know, he called the Yankees and said, I need some batting practice pitchers and some guys to shag, and I'm going to go to the stadium and hit. I mean, this is Joe DiMaggio. And everything went well, and he flew up to Boston the next day for this crucial three-game weekend series in Fenway, and he was obviously fabulous. The Yanks won all three games. So anyway, they'll get a kick out of the stories.
And you don't have to worry about a double play interrupting the middle of your story and ending the inning.
That's true. I'm not very good at that. You know, I've been told don't start stories with two outs. And Susan and I make a gag out of it. We always start stories and we'll say, well, we'll tell you in the top of the third, you know.
That's a good tease.
We'll finish it.
Take you through the break.
Good tease is right.
Well, John, really appreciate it. Looking forward to hearing some of those stories. I know my co-host, the Yankees fan, is definitely Pinstripes and Bright Lights.
You can find it on
radio.com and the radio.com app. Good luck to you and the Yankees in the American League Championship Series. We really appreciate your time.
Well, it's my pleasure. And for both you guys who do such a good show, and to the El Uni, I hope we run into each other soon. So,
all right, Johnny.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you guys.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.